like how when I fuck with you, it doesn't get recorded. But when you fuck with me, it does.
Yeah, like right now. Greetings, Harry Flossy, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host, Salsa,
James. And Jenna.
Yeah.
Where I in the world power. Is Carmen Sandiego?
In Scotland where with in me.
Take that.
No, it's still Umba. That's...
Nope, I'm winning.
Yeah.
I'm winning. We should drink.
Oh, we should.
Yeah. So, we decided to finish off our rum month, I guess, from like a month ago.
Total it out, huh?
Right, yeah. Because we do still have the white rum, the dark rum, and a mixer. And the mixer is orange juice.
All right.
I thought about throwing other things in there, but I decided just OJ.
We need purity of the experiment.
What is a rum and orange juice?
It's called a rum and orange juice.
Oh.
It's a Roje.
Ew. Oh. I thought that was something vilifiers gave you behind the dumpster.
No, that's an orum.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm going to drink this now.
Yeah, I think I better had. Mm.
I actually Googled it. The cocktail is known as a rum and orange juice. Well,
fuck.
Hooray. Well, that tastes like a rum and orange juice, mm-hmm. so yeah. May have gone a little extra heavy on the rum. I apologize for nothing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sorry for the convenience.
It was not my intention. I just was trying to get them even. I accidentally pre-gamed.
Uh-huh.
It's also apparently called a drunken monkey.
Oh.
Monkey. The drunken monkey.
Drunk monkey. That funky monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Drunky monkey.
And if you put grenadine in it, it's a rum sunrise.
I did debate putting grenadine in it, I'm not going to lie. And honestly, taste-wise, I wish I had. But
again, purity.
This,
well, I
purity
mean,
of the experiment,
we've,
sure.
You've tasted the first part, now that you probably could.
Mm.
Also because there's
You're
slightly
correct.
More
I'll
room.
Be right back.
Slightly more room in the glass now.
There's slightly more rum in the glass now.
There is accidentally so much rum in the glass
I
now.
I see no problem with this.
James is the
of
one
the
that
three
has to
of
drive.
Us, one of us has to drive.
I see.
Right.
Also, one of us is a lightweight.
Is
it's
me?
Is it me?
No.
No, okay. As a matter of fact, the next time you're going somewhere, I'm driving you.
Is it to Scotland?
God
in three
damn
days?
It. It is, yeah. Yes. I'm rolling up the windows.
Oh, hey. Salsa, you want to talk about that?
What, Scotland?
In 3 days?
Nah.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Well, then.
Yeah. So I'm going to Scotland.
Fuck you. I want to talk to your wife. Where's she?
In Scotland.
God damn it.
When?
Now.
Yeah.
Like right now.
Yeah. The wife is there now.
So I dropped her off on Friday real early in the morning. Like 3 a.m. early. And then I had to go back to bed and wake up for a 7 a.m. meeting.
Oh, no.
Oof.
Well, I've told you that everyone on my team is in Europe. So when they have a 3 p.m. meeting on Monday, that's 7 a.m.
Yep. Right. Yeah.
So they, are not doing a Monday morning meeting. But I'm doing
but
a
you
Monday
are.
Morning meeting.
All right, uh-huh.
It is going to be an adjustment. Mm. We will just go with that.
Sure.
So I got into that meeting and they were like, "Hi, how's everybody doing?" And I was like, "I am so tired right now."
You're going to become a morning person and you're going to be unbearable for different reasons.
I'm going to have to be for at least a while.
Yeah.
Once I get kind of up to speed and I'm working more autonomously and I'm working with American companies, then I will be back on kind of normal human time. Mm-hmm. But right now, when I'm just learning and we're getting this kind of whole program spun up, I need to work very closely with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be early mornings for me.
Sure.
And I'll just, that's part and parcel of the job.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, like I said, once things kind of settle in and I've got a portfolio under me, then I'll be working.
How are you enjoying it overall, though?
Well, I mean, so far it's just been primarily training.
Sure.
I'm excited for it. Just because, like, I'm going to be the guy in this country.
What?
Yeah, like,
I want to be the guy too.
But honestly, the reason.
No, that was a horrible game. I hated playing that one.
Oh man, that was.
Anyway,
but that's why I was hired, is so they would have a presence in this country, because sure. Due to laws around, you know, finances and things like that, it's funny because they're like trying to do training and they're mm-hmm. like, okay, go to this Friday.
My training buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, we're gonna do a troubleshooting exercise. You know, I want you to mm-hmm. find this file, download it, go run it through the validators, you know, see what is wrong, why the file is failing in you know, and make adjustments to the file so that it works, and that way you can recommend changes to the. And I was just like, yeah. Okay, so I go to download the file,
mm-hmm.
and I can't
because
mm-hmm. it's in France.
Yep,
and I legally can't
yep.
look at that. So I had to send him back an email saying I can't do that. And of course,
legally can't.
And of yeah. course, again, different time zone. He didn't see it until he got in on Monday.
Sure.
So,
sure. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, today he was like, oh, right, sure. And then he emailed me the file. Mm-hmm. So then I was actually able to do the exercise and, like, this is what's wrong and this is why it's not working and this is what you need to do to fix it. And email that back to him and I'll find out tomorrow how I did, well, you know. But it is kind of this weird time frame. So it was mm-hmm. like the first couple weeks were just like watch a lot of videos. Mm-hmm. And then I took they call it the driver's license test, where I get full admin production privileges.
Ooh.
But even with full admin production privileges, that is still...
You still didn't have access to
lined
everything.
Up by, sure. like, region. So,
oh, no.
But it works the other direction. They can't access American.
Right.
Files. Okay.
Oh, is this part of the point?
This actually? Is the whole point. This okay. is why I was hired.
Well, all right,
so
then.
I could do that. So when they expand into American markets... It's going to be me.
Right.
That's
going to be me.
You know, and...
So have you come up with things where you're like, and this would be the American equivalent to this France file I can't access.
Yeah, basically.
Basically, okay.
It's the same concept of, like, here are the standards. This is where you find the standards. Mm-hmm. This is where mm-hmm. you find the legal, like... necessities and stuff right. like that.
It's the same file, but it's one third shorter.
Yeah, exactly. Also, it ends in a white flag. it was an easy joke. What can I say? But so
I'm both disappointed and still slightly delighted. Yeah. Like, and I'm mad about that.
But there are other people in here in America that were hired adjacent to my job. Uh-huh. Part of the whole drive into America. But they are client delivery, whereas I am partner delivery.
Okay.
And so, like, there's a couple client people, but I'm the partner guy. Interestingly enough, one of the guys is somebody I used to work with at SPS. Mm-hmm. So that was like, hey, I know that guy. No, I still know him.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been an interesting journey, because along with that, like, my immediate boss is in Sweden, and so I would have, like, HR questions and, like, you know, insurance, and he was just like, I don't know.
Are you telling me you guys don't have universal health care over there?
But yeah, just like,
oh, if you need 2 years of mm-hmm. paternity leave, please, by all means.
Well, like yeah. Okay. There was, we have a stipend. Within the first 3 months of you being hired, you can get up to $250 worth of office equipment reimbursed to set up your home office with managerial permission. Like,
yeah,
because that
so you're not buying a gumball machine.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. But it comes out of the team budget.
Yeah,
sure.
And but it's like if you need monitors or a mouse or you know an office chair or something like that.
Sure, an arcade unit.
Within the first 3 months, you can do that. And I was like, cool, And so I talking to him like, hey, can I take advantage of this? I'd like to get a new chair and a mouse. And he's like, yes, absolutely, 100%. I was like, okay, cool. How do I go about doing it exactly? And he was like, there is a manager here in the States for another team. But
tell me he's in another time zone too.
No. Here in the Egan office, and my boss is just like talk to him.
All right.
Talk to them. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just going to be like, come in and grab a chair. Just take one.
This chair came from when the company we all worked for closed.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I recognize it.
That was a while. We didn't actually have those chairs
I've
when I was there.
So many of those.
No, when that company shuttered, there was a run on stuff and I brought that home and I've had that ever since, but it is
oh man,
yeah, that's a
I would have bought some of those lockers
ago.
I love those,
but I feel like you guys had a different experience than me sometimes.
I feel like you talk
about things that I'm like, you guys had what?
Yeah.
Now I know where all the money went.
Not to us.
I have thoroughly enjoying the espresso machine though. I walk in and I put my cup there, and I go like, I'm going to have a mocha today. Mm-hmm. And then the next day I come in, and I'm like, vanilla cappuccino. That sounds good. Beep.
I see.
Uh-huh. It's pretty nice.
That is really nice.
It's all free, you say.
Yeah. So yeah, but honestly, it's been good. I'm enjoying what's happening with that.
Wonderful.
And today I had a meeting with my advisor at the college.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I'll put together a roadmap for getting my bachelor's degree. Finally,
remind me which college?
Metro State.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the one I'm also.
I was also thinking about that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Oh God!
Ooh.
Oh, if we had jumped on it, we could all be going to college together.
Oh, I'm so glad we didn't.
I feel like we already are.
Look, we are sharing experiences.
We're getting
together
drunk
for sure.
In somebody's basement. And I didn't attend class today. That's probably the greatest indicator that I'm in college with you.
Oh, I'm so excited for you to see my one-woman show.
But I...
Anyway.
I want you to know just how much I like you two. Because the way my schedule looked like it was going to go, one of the classes I was going to take was going to be online. But
on
the other
Monday
one
nights?
Would then be on Monday.
Aww.
And
we could have swapped if you
needed
to.
Well, I went, you know what? I could do this class another day on and go in.
Ooh.
And then the other class that I was going to take could then be on Tuesdays.
So, okay.
But the plan right now, and we have like every class mapped out until end of 2030, which is what I'm looking at to
all
get
right.
that degree. If I do,
that's not bad though. If you're only doing one or two,
I'm doing that. That is assuming two classes a semester.
All right.
Okay.
Spring and fall, no summers. Which I think is a reasonable workload for somebody with a family and a job.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
And if things get overwhelming, then I only do one class and
pushes that a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But that's what we're looking at. And so hopefully, in another 4 years or so, I'll finally have that degree.
Lovely.
It'll be fun.
So, yeah. Stop having that sword of Damocles hanging over my head.
I got to go to your graduation.
I'm not
even going to my graduation.
Oh. I'm going to your graduation. They're going to call your name and I'm going to be like, woo! And nobody will walk across the stage, and it's so good. I have attended a grand total. We'll clap loudly.
We'll stand up for the nobody.
Yes.
Yeah. I have attended a grand total of zero of my graduations. So,
I've only had the one.
I technically had two, but I did not go to my associates in applied science.
What the fuck?
One, because I did not. It was an experience. Here's the deal.
I'm not going to invalidate your experience.
I don't want to make this about me, but I do need 3 minutes to talk about the welfare mom experience at a fucking bullshit college, all
right? Yeah.
I went to a glorified junior high for my associates in applied science of computer programming and applications, right? And it was great. Like, I did get the degree that I needed to get the jobs that I needed to get off of welfare and to move forward in my career, and I would not be where I am now if I had not done that.
Yeah.
However.
And also.
This was a glorified junior high. We had 5 minutes passing time.
Jesus.
There were bells. I was on, like, a probation for a while due to attendance. Because I was a fucking mother that had to stay home with her sick child a couple of times.
Yeah, that's...
Like, it was gross.
Just like in high school.
I graduated third in my class.
Very nice.
Because fuck all y'all.
Fucking slacker.
And they held the graduation at a time that I was like, or I could be hanging out with my kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like... I was just like, nah, this does nothing for me. Just send me the piece of paper in the mail and we're all good. Like, they didn't want me there. I didn't want to be there. It was just the best option that I had, and fuck all those guys. So I did not go to that particular graduation.
I've had four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just could not get it right.
I was a little misleading. I did attend...
Not while I'm drinking, you fuck nugget.
James, while she's drinking.
Yeah.
God damn it, I'm mad at everybody.
I have walked across the stage once. It was not at my graduation. I was not
graduating. Was that a one-woman show?
No.
When?
I was not graduating. I had
it
to
was
go
at
back.
My one-woman show, though.
I was still one class short of graduating. So I was at a ceremony, but I wasn't graduating.
Oh, sure.
So then I actually graduated.
Didn't go.
4 months later.
Didn't
go to that. Then I moved to Switzerland and finished school there. Didn't go to any fucking ceremony or anything like that. Came home, got my first associate's degree. Did not go to a ceremony. Got my second associate's degree. Did not go to a ceremony.
Jesus, man.
Fuck that.
For an associate's degree, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that was basically what mine was. But I would have gone if it wasn't for fuck those guys. Like, you know what I mean?
I could be the valedictorian of this class, and I would not go.
Yeah.
Because
they would just read a letter, and the letter would be like, I am not friends with any of you.
I don't want to be here.
And so I'm not.
Yeah.
Cheers.
The only reason I know any of you is because we work together. No, I don't want to hang out after work.
That is exactly what he said to me.
I was going to say sucker, but I don't know which one of you that's for, so...
Two things can be true.
I sucker. Never. The only reason I have gone to any of my company's Christmas parties is because they were held at the Viking Stadium.
Oh, no, I did. Well, because when I went to, like, that one place that we all worked at, like, those holiday shindigs, like, I went, like, I would invite friends, and then, like, our mutual friend would invite friends, and then, like, other people that we... Like, so we just kind of had a bunch of our friends hanging out at an office party, and that was glorious.
Well, that those really are good. People I actually want to hang out with.
Exactly.
So that
was a fun
that
fucking
makes sense.
Time.
I'm cursed in life to always be
truly
at the party
a
after.
A beautiful wife, wonderful children, his own home.
Oh, God, going to Scotland in 3 days.
I'm going to Scotland in 3 days.
Wait, starting today?
I'm always, that joke doesn't make sense. They didn't hear that part of it, James. So
it
some things are just
happy.
For me.
Us.
Anyway,
boom.
I'm always the one who was at the party after the crazy one. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like,
oh, last year, the noodle incident.
There was, like, the people, you know, like, the CEO was drunk, and there was people, like, skinny dipping
the chandeliers.
And I'm like, cool, it sounds like a fun party. I'll go to the next one. And the next year, it's just like, oh.
We're going to play Index Card Jeopardy.
Yeah. That's
it was a little too crazy last year.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to dial it back a little bit.
Not just
company parties,
so.
Like friends party. I got invited to a friend's party, and he was just like, yeah, seriously, skinny dipping going on in the hot tub last time there was a party.
And
I was
like, Salsa's the only naked person in that hot tub.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Salsa's that the happened. Only person
exactly
in that hot tub.
I know exactly how this came about, yep. though.
Because you were the naked person the year before.
Absolutely.
And then everybody got naked.
Actually, it may have been.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, that's my curse.
Go to parties when I go to parties, fuck.
Yes. That.
So I just don't go to parties anymore. Mm-hmm.
To be fair, if that's his only curse in life due to his, you know, fantastic job, his hot wife, his magnificent children, and he's going to Scotland in 3 days, well then, fuck
that guy. By the way,
I'm
going to Scotland in 3 days.
God damn it, fuck that guy.
Yeah. So I drop Bradley off on Friday at the airport, and then I have my early morning meeting. That night is the Whiskey Revelry night at our... Dan, who was previously on this podcast for Spirited Endeavors, who knows more about whiskey than quite literally almost anybody on the planet. Got to say, oh yeah, Rayleigh, she's in New York and she's getting on an airplane right now to go to Scotland and then drink some scotch and then talk about scotch and all the different scotches that I'm supposed to buy. And then he's like, oh, you're going to be in Edinburgh on this day. What you do is you go to this shop on this street and you say, ask for Duncan. And I'm like, cool. Oh.
Nice. Wait,
fuck, for
100%
real?
Yeah. Oh. Doing that.
Yeah.
I believe you mean Edinburgh.
No, I didn't mean that at all.
Is it accent day?
It's
on accent day.
I was very specifically taught how to say Edinburgh by a person from the UK at Fringe 2 years back who was mad about how Fringe was being done in Minnesota. She was both mad and like, this is adorable.
Oh, you're so
cute. She was like,
oh,
look at you guys. Yep. No. You've never been to Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
No, and I still won't, and I'm okay with that.
That's sad. You're going to be so close, too.
I didn't even know where that is.
It's in Edinburgh.
Where the Ettins come from.
Right. Mm. The borough. The borough.
The Ettins, they burrow down, and then they make their nest.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, that poor lady is having a nervous breakdown right now, and she has no idea why.
Developed a twitch. Like,
that
what is
fucking
that?
American.
I thought that was where Edinburgh's came from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I felt bad for that lady just now.
And then the next day, I went to the Scottish Fair.
Yeah. Oh, hey, my
like,
child
was it
was
3
there.
Days from now? Sorry.
No, that was... Yes, 2 days ago.
Starting today?
No, it was 2 days ago. What is
Thank
wrong
you.
With you? Okay. Anyway.
Your child was there.
My child and my mother were both there. They
but,
were spending
got to
a day together.
Got to watch the caber toss and got to eat the shortbread. And
the bread was regular height before the caber toss.
Yep.
Wow. What? I was with you until that specific moment.
See, that is the moment that finally won me over.
Of course it is. God damn it.
Good. As long as one of you is mad at me and the other one thinks I'm fun, we're great.
Look, I have to be okay with you because you're my ride home, but I don't have to
You
like
have
it.
To get the fox, the goose, and the grain across the river, but you can only carry two at a time.
You can only eat one.
I'm eating the fox.
You are what you eat.
Fox and
anyway.
Lady.
The rest of my time has just been like... organizing everything I don't even get the benefit of like having my wife help me get everything prepared because she doesn't know half of what's going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm doing a lot of scheduling and organizing and all that other stuff as on both sides of the pond. So, yeah, it's been fun, and I can't wait to tell all of you about it.
I am excited to hear.
I am all right to hear. I want to hear about it from your wife, not from you.
Okay.
I mean, right. Also that.
Hey, less work for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that
you lazy story son checks of out. A biscuit.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
I like a British biscuit or an American biscuit?
I was just thinking. Jenny dodges, and then he crashed the plane, and we all died.
Do you mean like a cookie or like a scone?
When will you be in Scotland?
She
asks as he's drinking. Well, in 3 days
from
now.
See, I don't have a problem with people addressing me while I'm drinking, Jenna.
It will be, in 3 days from now, it'll be a scone.
Mm-hmm.
Nom, 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 nom.
I abscond today.
Did you abscond with it?
No, they handed it to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that was nice of them.
It was.
Did you have it in scone?
Ooh.
I didn't.
Hmm.
Did it come in a skein?
God damn it.
No. Nor was I sailing a schooner.
Mm. I was actually kind of... Mm-hmm. Testing that out in my brain, and I was like, no, I'm not good with that. So, fuck you, James.
Yeah.
Was anybody looking at you askance?
Oh, see, I like that one.
The company that made the Clerks movie and all of the other Kevin Smith movies is View Askew. And I always thought that a good parody company would be Glance Askance.
Oh, that is actually a good parody company.
Yeah. Well,
I'm actually okay with that one. Yeah.
So, you're gonna make Mallrats porn parodies?
Ah!
I wasn't before.
God damn it!
Like the back of a Volkswagen.
I wasn't even supposed to be here today. 37.
The man does have an MO. All right. Great.
And the soundtrack is just Jay and Silent Bob riffing.
Camera adds 10 pounds.
How many cameras did you eat? God damn it.
All right. It's a sailboat!
It's a schooner!
I want to see the sailboat! Just in the porn parody, they're just the circle. Guy screaming as he comes.
Yeah.
I want to see the sailboat!
God damn it.
The Aristocrats. So.
Oh my God, James, what have you been up to? Because I'm tired of salsa. He's going to Scotland soon. I don't remember when.
I did a fencing booth thing with Jenna on Sunday.
Oh, did you? I fucking know.
I did,
yes.
Yeah. Angry so for listeners of this podcast, both of you,
as opposed to the viewers of this podcast,
right.
Jenna's arm has two deep bruises in a V.
A V that is or an A without a hatch mark.
Look, I would love to take credit for that.
No.
But it was not me.
Oh, I would not have allowed you to do it.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah,
it was not me.
No.
No, it was our darling Rue.
God damn it. Mm-hmm. This is a conversation I had with my roommate, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So my roommate, who has met many of the Boothies, looked at my arm today and he was like, how did that happen? And I said, Rue. And he's like... I don't remember the exact phrasing, but it was basically like, well, that could have been anything.
Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down at all.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Yeah.
That says that you didn't answer my question.
Yeah.
that was the attitude. Yep. Like, that's not an answer. That explains nothing.
Yep.
Only the where. Probably.
Maybe not even that.
I fenced Rue. He won. I'm a little mad about it. I was real close, but he took both my balloons.
Mm-hmm.
And some part of your flesh, too, apparently.
And welted it.
And both of them were taken like just half a second.
So yeah, close. Yeah.
Fractionally.
It was so both of them.
Before Jenna.
It was
took
like,
one of
and
his.
I knew it both mm-hmm. times. So I was like, son of a bitch.
Yep.
He is just that much faster than me. And it just pisses me off.
By that much.
Yeah.
No, well, my eyesight has changed too. So I kind of have to relearn a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been fencing for a couple of years.
Right.
And since
yeah.
that time,
mm-hmm.
my body has changed. My eyesight has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's just a little bit different.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad about it, but I am still kind of mad about it.
Even her sword is shorter.
That's true. I got a shorter sword.
Yeah.
Just to fuck with people. Because
mm-hmm.
it's fun.
yeah. But aside from that, I like got to spend. Like 2 hours with my various fencing booth loves, and do a little bit of ring mastering, and then introducing a couple of people to the sport of balloon fencing,
right.
Which was great. We have brand new people this year who've never done it before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so there was all of that, and then I went from there to a 4-hour rehearsal. And was well tired.
Yeah, I believe it.
By the time I got back. Saturday, I needed some lawn care equipment. Somebody offered to lend it to me, whom I only know through this chat with a circle of loose acquaintances. And then, having met him, I realized that I know his wife and daughter. Through Fest, but I had just never bumped into him before. And so now, like, great, I know the whole family. I've completed the set. So got some lawn care equipment, spent an hour and a half outside trying to forge paths through
the jungle.
Like, truly,
welcome to the jungle.
Actually, like, 7 foot tall overgrowth of stuff because
kind of taking No Mo March a little far, aren't you?
Well, it
or No Mo May, whatever. I can't remember.
I think it is No Mo May in Minnesota anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
either way,
because we've got a later term.
Well, I have mown, but it is all weeds. So, just a week of rain and heat means that it is.
What is your lawn made of, kudzu?
I feel like almost like it is almost entirely weeds.
Because I also have not mowed my lawn in over a week, and it is like 4 inches long.
I don't know.
Mine
what to tell
is
you.
Also roughly about a foot, but the weeds in my yard are all flower looking. And so it's just kind of pretty, and I'm like, you're fine.
And there's also this thing that happens where you can't get to all of it at once, and then a bunch of my outside time was spent putting the garden bed together, and then I tried to, like, cut a lot of that stuff back, and so I mowed what could be mowed, and then, you know, now I have a brush cutter, and the brush cutter has made a dent, and that is fucking it.
Yeah.
An hour and a half with an electric brush cutter just made a dent.
Jesus.
Yeah, it is truly, like, when you're playing D&D and you're like, well, it's just plants, like, how fucking hard could it be? Yeah, real, real hard is the correct answer. But yeah, I'm out there trying to cut some
D&D,
of that stuff
we
back.
Use fire.
I would prefer not to do that with my home.
Right.
I kind of do want to do that with my home.
Yeah.
I don't actually own it, though, my landlord might be cranky.
I'll do it.
I know you will, and that's why you won't.
Yep.
Yeah. So
that's why I still don't know where his house is.
Also that.
Oh, I know where it is.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Let there be multiple reasons. So all of that, and then just like ran a couple of errands and just was fucking done because of the heat and smoke and everything. But Friday I was able to have somebody over and had a lovely date watching a series of movies. including the Tyrone Power and Basil Rathbone Mark of Zorro.
That's a good one.
Which is a real fucking good movie.
Yep. No, I really like that one.
It's so exquisitely well done.
Yep.
And is probably the best sword fighting I've seen in any movie.
Mark of Zorro is real fucking good. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, I'm still gonna go with Princess Bride as my top notch, but Mark of Zorro, fucking that is real good.
It is another movie where they actually knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, almost anything with Basil Rathbone. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. I just had it like a real, real good day.
It's a classic for a reason.
Yeah.
Truly. So that's what I've been up to, other than collecting stories and things to put into my first zine.
Aww.
Yeah.
Baby's first zine.
Yeah.
I made my first one when I was 10. So like.
I love that we're going back to the 80s here.
I know, right? I was 10.
Mm-hmm. Story checks out.
Yep, I'm old.
Yeah.
Continue.
Other than that, I've been playing and watching things. Do we want to come back and talk about that later, or should I just briefly mention some things?
We can talk about that later. Sure. Well, oh, no, because we also need to talk about...
There's a thing.
That's... Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah. Well,
we have lots to talk about.
Dear listeners, this is the professionalism that you will see on this podcast.
We're so classy.
Real quickly, I've been playing a game that is by, I believe, the Met, that is fucking incredible. And I will pull up the name of it to make sure that I have that.
Met, like the Metropolitan Museum of Art?
Yes.
Which is where my wife was on Friday while she was on her layer on her way to Scotland.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I heard about that.
Are you going to Scotland?
Oh, yeah, in 3 days.
Oh, is it in 3 days?
Yes,
3 days
from
now.
Oh, you should have said something.
I'm sorry.
Exactly 72 hours from this moment, I kept forgetting to.
Yeah,
So it's Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday to Wednesday.
Nobody's paying attention to
it's like 64 hours, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's closer to 60.
It's not quite a 72.
I think it's
72.
Much closer to like...
So it's really more like two and three quarters of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Really, yeah.
So the name of the game is like...
it's like talking to my autistic son.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, mm-hmm. we're both... What?
Uh-huh, what?
Are
uh-huh.
you not...
Hmm?
Hmm? Okay.
Huh?
What?
Hmm? So, Anthropium. Anthropium, and this is a game that Salsa, probably would want to play. It's free.
Is it anything like the Librarian book game? Because I totally liked that one.
Different, but you're also welcome.
Are you still playing that?
Oh, no.
Do you want to stop podcasting and go play that right now?
I kind of want to do now.
I mean, I've met us... We're not
that
caliber.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah.
I think anybody who's listening is probably also playing that game while listening to us.
That's fair.
So Anthropium is 10 artifacts every day from the collection of the Met.
Okay.
And you are given a little time bar from 3000 BC to now. And you are asked to choose a 250-year span within that time bar where you think that artifact was made. And then you try to locate it roughly geographically.
Oh,
and you are
Jesus.
Given up to 10,000 points. If you are in the correct time, you get up to 5,000 points. If you are in the correct geographic location, you get up to 5,000 points for a total of 10,000.
I absolutely want to play this game
every
now.
Artifact... So you could, in a day, get up to 100,000 points. My average is 63,000, which is not great.
That's a passing.
That's a
D.
It's but it shows you on a curve where your score falls
the day. Are they grading on a curve?
It shows you where your score falls on the bell curve. I most often... I'm in the middle to high 50s.
Okay.
So you're below average. I am below the exact average, but I am. I'm doing okay.
All right, you two talk. I'm going to play this.
God damn it, Salsa.
It is the fucking coolest. And I have been obsessed with playing this.
I thought Salsa was leaving in 3 days, but apparently he's leaving right now.
Yeah.
So
the
should have made you wait.
You get up to 3 hints for all 10. You do not get 3 hints per item. You get 3
over
for
the course of the day. Yeah. Sure.
And each hint will tell you either more about roughly what time.
Sure.
On the timeline, or you can choose roughly a geographic location.
That would be mine. I'm very bad at geographic locations.
There are times, like, yesterday, I looked at an object, and without knowing what it was, I knew where it was from and when it was from, and I got 10,000 points. It's the only 10,000 I've ever gotten.
Aw. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because...
How strict is the geographic location, then?
It depends, because a lot
of
it is...
Like, if you're, like, Asia...
A lot
like
of
that
it,
could be fun.
Well, it's, for example, if it is an artifact, because it breaks up the map, the regions of the map, based not on current country borders, but on the geographic regions as they were described and drawn up in that time. So if something is from... a particular empire.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Then as long as the place that you, like the Persian Empire, is
right.
Massive.
First question out of 10,000, I got 7,167.
Yeah.
Well, good job, buddy.
Nice. As you are listening to these two peer into this game and begin enjoying it.
I'm not actually into it yet.
But, it is fucking fascinating. And if you know things about materials, if you know things about tools and technology, if you know things about, like, fashion trends, or know things about... even characters who are being depicted, or if you study languages, a lot of these artifacts have languages inscribed into them.
Oh, Jesus.
And so there was one that I got very nearly, which was, I think I got like 9,000 and change, because I was just a little bit off, because I recognized that it was not... Middle English, it was Old English.
Oh, damn.
And I just barely picked the wrong place in the timeline or something. God, like, damn. just barely off with the country as it was in that time, because it was divided by, you know, Hadrian's Wall or something. Whatever it was. But it was... fuck. I have been obsessed with playing this recently. And I think it's amazing. Yeah. So that is one of the things that I've been playing. And then the other thing is that Easy Delivery Co., which is a very quick game that is weirdly soothing, but also a little creepy.
Well, I'm sorry. What was it called again?
Easy Delivery Co.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
The tiny truck. Delivery game.
Okay.
Is,
yeah.
It's,
I do know
it's really
this
nice.
One.
But they just released a new update for it that gives you a rally driving course for your K truck.
Okay.
So your teeny tiny Japanese truck, you're going to be drifting it around corners.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
Though.
I love this. I'm all about this. So. I'm enjoying that update to the fullest as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know this one.
I looked right at that one, and instinctually I had a thought, and that thought turned out to be correct, but I did not pay attention to
that
thought.
Yeah, it's the burgers of somewhere. I can't remember the name, but I know where it is.
I haven't played yet.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yep.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, she hasn't seen the cheeseburgers.
Mmm. You are my cheeseburger.
You are my cheeseburger.
I'll wait for you. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So.
I'm going to put that down
anyway,
for now.
I'm not.
It's,
I know you're not.
It's real fucking fun. That's what I've been playing. Should we take a break so that Sasha can finish?
I can talk it all. Jesus Christ, you guys are such fucking dudes.
What did I do?
I know what you did on Sunday.
Are you going to be leaving for Scotland in 3 days?
No!
Oh, that's me.
Oh my God, I hate you both so much. Wow.
Fuck.
Oh my God. I know that there are people out there that are like, Jenna, you are so mean to your co-hosts.
Mm-hmm.
I know this for a fact. They're like, God, you're so mean to them. And I'm like, behold the patriarchal podcast in which I am co-hosting. Yeah. Because
did you listen to the rest of the podcast or just the part where I was
just
mean?
Just the part where I was mean. Apparently.
That's our Patreon exclusive is the supercut of Jenna being mean.
No, Jenna, you were mean. They were just assertive.
Oh my God, I hate you so much right now. Wow, Christ, what an asshole.
Two of us will be returning from break very shortly.
No, just one. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, I also did stuff.
Okay.
Fuckers. A lot of it was preparing my Fringe show. But my dear friend Angela had a birthday party on Friday. And it was delightful.
Hmm.
We had margaritas with a bunch of friends. And I gave her a present, which is a hand-painted unicorn wine glass. And I win at Friendship at the end.
Yeah.
I truly did this particular time around. Mm-hmm. But I forgot to eat.
Oh.
And there were margaritas.
Oh.
So, do you know how, like, when that happens, like, sometimes it all hits you?
Sure.
Right at once?
Oh, yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm going to go grab a bowl of chips. And then you stand up and you're
I'm fine. Oh, God. Yep, so that was me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And anyway, very long story short, I ended up not driving myself home, but staying up for hours talking with a friend who was kind enough to drive me home. And then we continued to talk in her car for another couple hours. So,
amazing.
So yeah, that was lovely. But that did mean that the next day, a couple of things happened. Number one, I was wrecked.
Hard wrecked.
Like, I haven't been that wrecked in a while.
Your liver called in sick? Yeah.
Oh, my God. And so I spent a good portion of that day just recovering. And then I had to Uber to my car. And what bothers me the most is that I was thinking about Ubering over to this party in the first place. And I was like, no, I can drive. I'll save myself the $15.
Yeah, nope.
Should have just Ubered.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to Uber to my car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took that to see a play.
Oh.
The play is called Annihilation. It is a play on Familicide.
Oh.
Salsa does not care anymore.
I think I am listening.
I think you would actually enjoy this. It's produced by a friend Rob Ward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in his way of performing, it is rough and gruff, but it has also got a little bit of tenderness to it. And it does talk about all the statistics behind and the motivations and the different types and all of that on Familicide. Mm. For those who don't know what Familicide is, it is where...
They're unfamiliar.
They're unfamiliar with it? Jesus Christ, James. I can't even. I would stab you, but you're not family, so it doesn't count. Familicide is when typically the head of the household...
Mm-hmm.
Kills several people in the family, mm-hmm. and usually ends up killing themselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a perky topic of conversation.
No. Barrel full of laughs.
Oh, my God. But he was very good at being like, hey.
Those laughs used to be alive.
If you have any mental health concerns, if you're thinking of killing your family or yourself, here are some numbers. 988, for anybody who does not know, 988, 988, 988. Generally for suicide, but I think you can use it for any mental health issue, and just please do. But yeah, it was, I don't know, there was a ukulele song in there at one point, and it's really hard to describe a Rob Ward show if you haven't been.
Yeah.
But it is, I earlier today I described him as, if he were a cartoon, he would be Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And it is very much so that kind of, there's a certain level of irreverence, but still having heart.
Yeah.
That I just don't know that I could describe any other way. I mean, he's also a friend of mine, so I might be a little biased, but like, yeah, his shows every time I'm like, whew, that was a hard subject that you handled with gruff comedy. Yep. But I do appreciate always that he's talking about these things. And also, Rob Ward is a part of the Social Butterfly Project, which I will be doing at Fringe, which I'll talk about more later. But yeah, so I got to do that, and then I had dinner with a friend who I hadn't seen in a while and got caught up, and it was lovely. And then we took a break.
Dun 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 dun.
And then what happened?
God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing. Was I there for that?
You might have been fencing at the moment.
Do you want to have been there for that?
Oh, if I was fencing at the moment, then I was not paying attention to you fuckers at all. That's fair.
Or ever.
I mean, I try not to, but sometimes you're supposed to.
Like when I say we're back, I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna. Oh my God. So James.
Yes?
I heard you might be involved in a Fringe show.
I am.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Would you like to talk about said Fringe show?
Yes, and I know that I have before, but I'm happy to keep talking about it.
But this might be one of the last opportunities you have.
That's very true. Yes.
So
I'll talk about it. I don't know anything about it, but I'll talk about it.
I want to know what Salsa believes is happening.
I'm excited about this.
No, don't look at the postcard.
So James is in a show about unicorns.
Yeah?
Roughly and true. It's,
do you know who wrote it?
Angela Fox.
Correct.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Got it. Nailed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And because Angela wrote it, it's adorable.
That is
that's
true.
That's correct.
Yep.
And mostly.
James plays a guy.
I'm already not entirely certain that's correct.
And it's about an imaginary unicorn that's kind of also
real, kind of like a personification of like childhood hopes and dreams, Jesus. And is therefore not entirely real, but also kind of not.
This is
not
weirdly
real either.
It really I'm a little
is.
Fucking spooked.
I'm concerned
about so, this.
I actually do listen when you talk. I just I'm so pretend not God. To most of the time.
All right.
Yeah, I don't listen when I talk.
Okay, for somebody, if you hadn't been listening, that was weirdly creepy. The fact that you do listen now, I'm just like, do
is
better.
A little creepy. That
I don't listen well.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I have ADHD. I don't have object permanence. Like it's in there. It just kind of where did
oh,
he
God.
Go?
Oh, oh shit. God. Oh. Ah.
Where did who go?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, that was pretty good. Before we continue, I do want to move on to our drinks real
yes,
quick.
Yes, absolutely.
I kind of jumped the gun and then okay, went, oh, but I'm thirsty.
Yes.
So in
there's
keeping
no,
with tradition,
no gun jumping in his show.
No, there really isn't.
Huh.
Not that I can think of. So the drink that we're having is the exact same as we had in the first half, only it's dark rum and ooh. Not light rum.
It's spicy rum.
It's the spice of rum. Mm.
Huh.
Mm.
I'm going to say the light rum.
I'm
going
much
dark.
Prefer the white rum.
I like the dark, actually. Mm. It's got a little bit more of a like something behind it. Well, Light, dark, and everything in between.
Ah, good.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he does listen.
Mm-hmm.
I like the dark. Go ahead. Go ahead. I love how you both just kind of went, do I say it? And I'm just like, come on.
You don't need to.
Fucking, I just handed it
the
to you.
The audience heard it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Son of a bitch. I'm so angry right
Le-lu-ya.
Now. No, that's not how
No, that was she didn't.
I didn't. Ah.
This is why Le-lu-ya. We can't have nice things.
This isn't the only reason we can't have nice things.
It's just a reason.
Most of them stem it's from you.
An reason.
Right. But it's not the only reason.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Lelou.
Hate you. As soon as I said it, I was sad. I'm going to talk. It'll be aww.
Lelou. No, shit, I can't stop it now.
Oh, no.
Sucker. Oh, I used to feel bad. Now I don't. So, I'm trying to think more I can put in front of you.
Oh, good. All right. Take a deep breath in and let it out.
Scott's is broken right now. He is trying to. When do you go to Scotland, Scott?
Yeah, but just,
three
just right now?
3 days.
3 days.
3 days.
3 days. Woo.
So, yeah, Angela's show.
Yes.
Adorable unicorns, puppets. Puppet. Oh, Salsa didn't say puppets.
He did not.
I gave him that one.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, they're puppets.
They're puppets.
Didn't think it was important.
They're by Phantom Chorus. So
they are
it
by
is
Phantom
important.
Chorus, so it kind of is.
So, like, it's obvious.
Like, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Didn't think I needed to say that.
Okay. Whatever you got to tell yourself, buddy.
Well, isn't that special?
But yeah. One of the other really important things to note about it is that it is a feature-length show.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Which I think a lot of people who have done Fringe before are like, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's ambitious, but
yeah.
I think it's going to be fantastic. So yeah, and where is that taking place, James?
At the Phoenix Theater.
Oh, I've heard of that place.
Yeah. I believe it's part of a set of five.
Five.
Mm-hmm. Five shows?
Yeah,
five
something to do with moths or something like that.
Five independent productions mm-hmm. within the Fringe Festival?
Yes, I believe so.
Dragonflies?
Oh.
Maybe?
Butterfly but not in the moth. Sky. Yeah. I can go twice as high.
It's the Dragonfly Radio Hour.
Oh, my God. I believe you mean the Social Butterfly Project.
Yeah, that's totally what I said.
Mm-hmm.
The Lepidoptera.
Oh.
Schmetterlingen.
Ja, und what about der Schmetterling?
Hmm? So anyway, Social Butterfly Project is happening at the Phoenix Theater as a part of the Minnesota Fringe Festival. The Social Butterfly Project is a collection of independent producers who are all performing works of art based on the concept of mental health. We will have a few mental health organizations represented there in some way, shape, or form, whether that is via pamphlet or tabling or a QR code. But people that have kind of joined us in our quest of providing information for mental health. And also, there's going to be five shows. You can go to socialbutterflyproject.com if you would like more information on the shows. And I should really update. We got some more mental health organizations joining us. So I need to update that. But we do have a few more new ones as well. So I'm very excited for the excitement that we've got building into this.
Woo!
The other four shows.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are mine.
Quelle surprise.
Yeah, well, I don't half-ass anything. I don't know if you noticed.
But most people whole-ass something, not five-ass something.
Well, when you got an ass like mine, you can afford to five it.
All right.
I've got a great ass, but it is a lot of ass. So, what? It's true.
I'm not going to be fiving at your ass, that's for
no,
sure.
No, you shouldn't. That's gross.
Don't six at it either.
Yeah. Four is right out.
It's true.
Unless you proceed with... Wait, no.
No. Yep.
Too far. Anyway, you guys, I actually, for this production, there was, I don't know if you've heard of noted Fringe blogger, Matthew Everett. Salsa, would you like to tell a story real quick while I look this up? No, no, you don't.
So, years ago,
as the Earth's crust cooled,
Vilification Tennis did Fringe.
2007, I want to say.
I don't want to say at all.
I did.
And it attracted attention.
It sure did.
To the point where, like, there were full-on articles written about our show talking about why we're not just a bunch of dude bros being offensive assholes.
Right.
Like,
okay.
There was a tension.
So, they did a preview thing, and they said some offensive jokes and ended with, "And you're gay." Because it was the lamest joke we could think of.
Huh.
And it was a very much, very obviously a like...
Maybe.
Just, yeah.
Obvious to some.
Well, that's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And some people took umbrage at that. And we we had a whole write-up in, like, one of the Twin Cities newspapers about what vilification is and who we are and the standards that we have, and that the whole joke behind that was that it was not a joke.
Right.
That it was so terribly unfunny that it was not a joke.
That was the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. In an era when that sort of thing,
seemed
like a good idea.
Yeah, it was one of this was the era that we had, like, people protesting the show when we did a a show about mental handicap, and like people were literally protesting the show outside when there were people inside that were literally that mentally were handicapped, and were laughing their fucking asses off. Mm-hmm. Like, this is that's the era that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
But yeah, noted fringe blogger Matthew Everett became a bit of a punchline amongst us because he was very vociferous about how terrible Vilification Tennis was. Having never seen the show.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't understand if you're not a part of the envelope, like, why the joke wouldn't land.
Yes, yes.
But also, do your research.
Yeah.
Anyway, so noted fringe blogger Matthew Everett actually did a write-up on one of my shows.
Oh.
A preview write-up, if you were. Mm-hmm. I was barely mentioned. The title of this is Fringe 2026, Returning Favorites, Mahmoud Hakima. Mm-hmm. Stories from the Trauma Dump. Mm-hmm. And he's doing a three-part series on Mahmoud, which is great, because Mahmoud is amazing. Yeah.
No, Mahmoud is great.
And he's involved in like four or five things this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's just doing the series on Mahmoud. As a producer, as a storyteller, as an improviser, like all of this stuff. But mine happens to be one of the shows that Mahmoud is in.
Yeah, yes.
And so he's like, I'm going to talk about Mahmoud. And it was like, I'm talking about Mahmoud as a storyteller, and let me tell you about this storytelling compilation. And like, this post is about Mahmoud as a storyteller and part of an all-star lineup of storytellers to boot. And then, noted fringe blogger Matthew Everett talks about that the Phoenix Theater is an independent venue, and that this year it's all being done on a theme of mental health. And he quotes everything that I've written up about the Social Butterfly Project and all of these beautiful things. And he talks about all of the incredible storytellers that are in this, and how he's talked about these storytellers in the past, and here's a link to this blog that I've done, and here's a link to this blog that, here's a link to all of these things that I've said about Duck Washington, here's all the things I've said about Shannon Custer, here's what I've said about Reverend Matt Kesson.
Also, Jenna's there.
For this entry, host Jenna Young, under the banner of Seven Stories Tall, has assembled quite the team of rotating storytellers. And that's it.
Yep.
I am the host.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That is what has been said about me. And here's the thing. Like, the way that I have set this up, he did the story right.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
But also, son of a bitch. Goddammit. Like, I can't be mad. He did exactly what I set him up for.
Mm-hmm. And, but like, also,
he's correct that all of these storytellers are exceptional. I do have an all-star fucking cast of people coming in. Mm-hmm. Most of them are doing other fringe shows, and they are all very noted in what they do. Half of them are fringe darlings. Like, he is correct, but son of a bitch. I'm also here, you guys. Like, I'm the one writing the checks. I don't know what. But I am very excited. So this is all regarding one of the shows that I'm producing this year called Stories from the Trauma Dump.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about it before. I've talked about all of my performers and how incredible they are. And I'm just going to link this so you can read what noted fringe blogger Matthew Everett has to say about it. Because he does do a wonderful job of describing everybody else involved in this show. And you should read it. It's really good.
Is this like
good.
Being at work?
Oh,
this...
my God. They pay me so much more at work. no, he is... Yeah. I'm not mad about it. I'm just like, oh. Yay!
I'm just fringe appointed.
Fringe appointed.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
maybe there's a whole write-up on you, but it's on the wait list.
I am so... goddamn angry right now.
That's really funny.
That was really good. I am pissed about it. You son of a fucking bitch.
I
how goddamn dare you? Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're probably right. So anyway.
If I recall, and maybe I'm rewriting history here, but if I recall, eventually he did see the Vinville show at Fringe and had a little bit
and
of
was
a,
like, oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Like, I see what they're doing here.
I think he did, too.
Hmm. So, to his credit.
He did go.
Sure.
Probably looking for what else he could bash, but then he was very honest in his experience, and I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We have given noted Fringe blogger Matthew Everett a lot of shit in the past, and I just want to say that, like, he did like actually watch the show and go, okay, I see. Just,
I see what they're doing.
But also, it's
maybe know how to build an envelope first, which is not an incorrect assessment.
Yeah.
But also, so no, I am delighted for my storytellers that he wrote this up. And I'm extra delighted for Mahmood because he's getting an entire fucking series
that
written about him, which
fucking
is
awesome.
And he fucking earned it. I said, he's involved in three or four shows this year, which is, you know, not as many as I've done.
Dude is talented.
But
he's one of the hardest working people that I've
really
had the honor
is.
Of sharing a stage with.
Mm-hmm. God damn, because he just fucking bust his ass.
Holy
out
shit.
There.
Yep.
Talented to boot.
He's right up there with Duck Washington and noted host Jenna Young.
I don't think that's noted at all. I think it's very passing.
No, that was all it was. It was just,
I believe you mean footnoted host Jenna Young.
We're not here to talk about your interests.
My only feats. God damn it.
Yep. Only fans.
Fuck.
Ew.
Look, I need to pay the rent. So anyway. Okay.
Great.
So where was I? Sure. No. So I'll share the link for that.
Excellent.
But then I do need to talk about my other show, The Label Maker.
Yeah.
The script is more or less done. It is hard.
Yeah.
This show has been hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I keep going back and changing my mind and rearranging things and everything else. The show is about mental health. And there is a lot of mental health to be discussed for me and for areas of my family, for other things. So it's about that.
Mm-hmm.
It is also about childhood abuse, mine specifically, which makes it really hard to give extended time to.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way I can make everything fit and flow is if I give extended time to it.
Yeah.
It has been a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
understandably.
I think it's good. I'm pretty, I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, really trying to separate myself from the personal in this. I think it is a very solid fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to make a bitch cry.
It's me.
And by bitch, I mean me. Probably. Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean.
Definitely.
You cry for
stuff.
Pixar. That's fine.
I do.
I'm not.
I cry at cereal commercials.
But no, every once in a while I look at this and I'm like, how am I going to keep my shit together during this one?
That is an excellent question.
We'll fucking find out.
Will you?
Will I? I will. I'm a goddamn professional.
There you go.
But I will keep a box of Kleenex on hand just in case. It has been a lot. I am very, very lucky to have the support of my technician, Melissa Karacher.
Yeah.
She is very incredible.
She's fantastic.
Exceptionally supportive, and we've been talking through some technical details on it. And she's really good at suggesting improvements that I didn't even think of.
Hmm.
I have... voice actor Catherine Hansen. who I think is kind of like one of the more under-celebrated within the theater community. And I don't mean that to say people don't recognize her and appreciate her. I think they do. But I think that until you work with her on a depth of or a range of characterizations, I don't think you completely get how much she can do, if that makes sense. And this project, I've really come to understand her range better, and it is exceptional. She can do cute and creepy, both as separate things and together at the same time. Like, I gave her a specific direction can you do this part more like Umbridge? And she fucking did. And it creeps me out still. It's one of the hardest parts of the show that I have to work on. And there's just like so many other people that are supporting me in this, with the project. Joe has been supporting me just in, hey, you seem stressed. I got you a box of chocolate.
Oh.
I have some before you stab me. And I'm like, that's for the best.
That's
that's
smart
correct.
Of you.
Well, yeah. way to have self-preservers. But yeah, so this show has been a lot of me, and I would love it if a bunch of people came out to see it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just me talking to myself about myself, and that's awkward as fuck. I'm very... I don't know how to promote myself, is the other thing.
Sure.
I'm really good at talking about myself, but I'm not good at promoting myself.
Yeah.
That is two very different things.
Deeply.
For sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, come see the label maker. I don't know how to say you should do that without sounding weird about it.
Based on the few fractional details that you've provided to me, it does sound like an incredible show. It does. I am looking forward to seeing it.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking forward to seeing all five of the shows that are in this.
Well, and yeah, so
but also
the other two that are happening, real quick, when I was afraid or when we were afraid. Oh, crud. I don't remember the exact title. Mm-hmm. But it is David Hellstrom talking about fear and imposter syndrome.
Oof.
When I was first talking with him about it, whether or not he wanted to join the project, he was like, yeah, so it's like about fear and anxiety and imposter syndrome. And I'm just not sure if it's good enough.
Well.
Yep.
Well, there's that.
I was just like, buddy.
I don't know if I've ever talked about it on this podcast. But let me put a bookmark in it and I'll come back to it.
I was just like, buddy, do you hear yourself right now?
Right.
I feel like... Mm-hmm. Yes, I want you for this.
You actually convinced me just now.
Basically. I was on the fence until this exact moment. So I'm really excited to hear what he's got to say. He's been passing a few things by me, and I'm like, fuck yes, keep going. Dig deeper, keep going.
Harder.
But yeah. The other show involved in this is Rob Ward, Beta Fish Productions, talking about it's called The Lousiest Werewolf, Mania in the Moonlight.
Hmm.
And it's about manic depressive episodes and bipolar.
Oh.
And as a person who is technically within the bipolar spectrum, and who has family members who are absolutely bipolar. Like a hardcore bipolar. Mm-hmm. I am very excited to see what happens with this show. It is, oh my God, I want it. Because, and we were talking about this earlier, Rob does comedy with irreverence.
Yeah.
And I really don't think you can tackle bipolar in any other kind of way. So I'm so, so excited. So very excited for this.
Yeah.
That's what's happening at the Phoenix. There's amazing. So many other good shows to see at the Fringe this year, and
it's Fringe. I mean, that's like, yeah, it's like saying the ocean's wet.
Yeah, I do, like, there's a part of me that wants to start listing things, but then I won't stop.
Yeah, there are a few of them.
Oh, God. I mean, I've got like 8 of them listed on one of my Fringe pages.
Just if you want the list, just go to the Fringe website and. There
look at
is.
The list.
There it is.
That's the list.
That's where they keep it.
Yeah. If you want personal recommendations, James has you, apparently. If you want personal recommendations, feel free to reach out to me. I will give them to you, tailored to what your interests are. Mm-hmm. There's so much good stuff out there.
Like a Fringe sommelier.
Yeah. All of my storytellers for Stories from the Trauma Dump, almost all of them, have at least one, if not 5, other shows. Mm-hmm. Mock uh-huh. mood.
Right.
right. So, yeah. Like, I have suggestions if you have an interest, so.
Who in our community could possibly have taught him this behavior?
I do remember one year Brian Watson Jones was doing 4, and I'm like, that's too many. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I learned it from watching you, Jenna.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, you're correct.
Jenna, who very literally was like, if I take on another show, is that too many? Yes.
I should say,
The number you're doing is already too many. I'm doing it anyway, but...
And I did actually, within the past couple days, sign up for another show. Not for Fringe, but just another show within the next few months. So that's awkward.
Yeah. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, come see the Fringe.
Yes. Yeah, do that. Do that thing. Go to Discord, all of you who are going to be in the Twin Cities area. Talk about shows you may be in. Talk about shows you're excited to be in.
Yes.
Talk about shows you think other people should know about. Make that discussion happen, because Fringe is a fucking smorgasbord of
really
artistic talent in the Twin Cities. And unlike Pokemon, you can't catch them all.
It's not possible.
So you just kind of have
to literally
make your choices and be mm-hmm. happy with them.
We have friends who try.
Mm-hmm. We do.
It's just, it is not physically possible.
It is literally
possible.
Not possible.
So,
mm-hmm.
But you should come see mine.
Indeed.
All of mine.
Definitely.
Yeah. And James's as well, I suppose.
Well, it's not even mine. It's Angela's. And if you don't see Angela's, then
you're in it. There's a certain level of possession to it.
Way to be possessive about it, Salsa.
Well, I mean, I did talk about the show at the beginning.
That's true.
Go see Salsa's show.
Yeah. I won't. I'll be in Scotland.
God damn it.
Starting when?
I'm so mad at you right now.
When is this happening?
Like, it's 5 days from now, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's not
rounding
important.
Up.
Not important. I don't want to talk about it too much. I don't want to make it. I don't want to make a big deal about it or anything like that.
All right.
What I do want to make a big deal, though, about is cool, interesting facts.
Whee! Oh, yeah, I love those.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so here is mine for today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Baker's German chocolate cake.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good. I'm in.
Is double eponymous.
Okay. You're an eponymous.
Baker's German.
I want an eponymous for
it
Christmas.
There is so many of it. There is hippopotamus. No. So
I want an hippopotamus.
German Christmas. Chocolate cake.
Okay.
Is not from Germany.
It's from a guy named German?
It is. The chocolate is from a guy named German.
What the fuck?
That's
it is
good.
German's chocolate.
I love this. Keep going.
Oh, man. I would have put the apostrophe in completely the wrong spot.
It was only after many years that the apostrophe S was dropped and it became German chocolate. But it was originally German's chocolate.
Oh.
And then it was Baker's German's chocolate. Baker was also a guy's name.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Okay. So a dude named Baker looked at German's chocolate cake and went...
No, the chocolate.
The chocolate. And decided that I can make...
So a guy named German made a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
Baker was like, I want to
Baker's
take
company started to sell German's chocolate bar.
Okay.
And then people started making cakes out of Baker's German chocolate.
So,
did I sell these in elementary school as like a fundraiser?
No. This was.
All right, I just needed to check.
Yielding.
No. Oh, yeah. I am very old.
Yes, this was.
But I am not this old.
Many years hence. But yeah, it was German was a guy, and Baker was a guy.
Was a guy.
And chocolate.
It just really lined up to make it sound like.
Yeah.
Chocolate for bakers from Germany.
Yeah.
Nope. Not at all. The dude was from England.
Baker's.
Guy from England named German.
Chocolate cake.
Yes. So it is the chocolate that is German's chocolate.
Yeah.
And then Baker sold German's chocolate.
Baker's German's
and then some
chocolate.
Fucking asshole cake. Made a cake.
Made
out
a
of
cake
it.
Using that chocolate.
All right.
So, Baker's
if we
German
knew that person's name, if Salsa had been that guy, then it would have been Salsa's Baker's German's chocolate cake.
If I owned the guy?
Wow, you fucked that up so hard.
No, if it's your cake.
Oh, I want to be the guy.
Oh, if I made the cake. Yes. Then it would be Salsa's Baker's German's chocolate cake. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said German Baker, and that's not correct. It's the other way around.
Yeah, okay. My mistake.
Yep.
Right. Look, how dare you?
The two things about it is and the other twisty thing is just like we had to explain here.
Yeah.
It's the chocolate.
Yeah.
It is
the chocolate.
Baker's German. Yes. It is not a German chocolate cake.
And the cake is not the baker's cake.
Yes.
The cake is a lie.
Yes. Yes, the center, the whole focus of this is not the cake. It is the chocolate.
We do what we must because we can.
So yeah, if that didn't twist anybody's head, I don't know what
this. This just reminds me of the episode of Police Squad that I just watched. Yeah. That whole conversation with the teller. Did you shoot once or twice?
Police
shot
Squad
once.
Is good.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, so that's a thing. Now you know that Baker's German's chocolate cake is about the chocolate and it's not from Germany and
it's
it
not from
was
bakers.
Not from a baker.
It was, or for bakers.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't for bakers. It was a chocolate bar.
Or out of bakers.
I'm just saying it's not a chocolate for bakers specifically, although bakers could use it. It wasn't intended for
some
bakers.
Some bakers must have.
Some bakers may have, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Baker's TM.
There was a cake.
Yep.
So,
Yeah. Baker's TM. Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway.
Does anybody have any shout-outs?
Oh my God, I have too many shout-outs. I'm going to give a shout-out to Jen Jensen. She was a delightful
Fantastic.
Babysitter when I accidentally got very drunk.
She is delightful.
And she kept me company for quite a while, and I had lovely conversations with her. So,
yeah.
I feel like I don't get to do that enough based on my schedule, not hers, and I always feel bad about it.
Yeah.
But
I always treasure
always
any
when I
opportunity
get
to spend time with Jen Jensen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. My shout out is going to be to a friend who goes by Flawed, P-H-L-O-D, Flawed, who I did not know that I knew through other people, but thank you for lending us a brush cutter. It is extremely useful.
Nice.
It is, at the moment, the best tool that I have for the job of, making progress in the backyard.
Mm. Fire?
The best tool that I have.
More fire.
No, that's the other.
That's too much.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
No, too much.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I have self-restraint.
What? In a jar upstairs with a stick and a leaf to replicate its natural habitat?
Yes.
Okay. Poke holes in the lid, honey. I think it's doing poorly.
Don't tell me what to do.
There we go.
Okay. Wait.
Earlier today, there was a conversation where Jenna where... was like, don't fall in. And she was like, well, I mean, do whatever you want. And I was like, if you told that to Salsa, he would fall in to spite you.
Yeah.
Only for the joke.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
The anyway. Joke.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think he keeps his restraint in a jar. I think he keeps it harness. Huh. With a carabiner clip.
This joke is good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It is. This is very funny. That was also very funny.
Aha.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good.
Good.
When are you going to Scotland?
After Germany, apparently.
Oh, jeez.
I don't want to make a big
but not German's
it.
Chocolate. No. German chocolate.
Baker's
German's chocolate. Okay.
a cake made out of that.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to give my shout out to, amongst other people, James.
Oh, no.
Ew.
And oh, everybody who is... Well, James is driving me to the airport and retrieving me from the airport.
Where are you going?
Afterwards. I don't want to talk about it. to everybody else who is taking care of the cats and my children. And
the other cats.
All of, yeah.
The taller cats.
No, they're my kids. Thank you. Taking care of the house and things like that while I'm in Scotland.
Scotland.
Oh, when?
I don't want to talk about it.
I feel like James needs to know if he's driving you to the airport, Salsa.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to make a fuss.
I'm actually taking it. We're just going to drop him off on the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just imagining him wandering around the airport in like half in and half out of a bathrobe for however many days.
Like that Tom Hanks movie?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, you were saying, Salsa, we interrupted your kudos, which is rude.
No, I'm kind of done.
I was about to say, there are other people involved, not just James. If it was just James.
No. I, people watching the cats and the kids and all of, you know, right. The house and all of that stuff. So,
yeah.
Thank you for doing that so I can take my wife to a lovely country for her birthday.
Aww. Yay.
Yeah.
Also myself.
Also, yeah. I was about to say.
Oh, you're going too. Yeah.
This feels like it's not entirely altruistic.
There is a little bit of that in
okay.
there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, the reason we're going.
A thin veneer.
The reason we're going is because of her, but also I get to benefit from it. So, does anybody have anything to probably not.
French. Come see Stories from the Trauma Dump starring Mahmoud Hakima.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Also, I'll be there.
Yeah.
And my one-woman show, by virtue of a one-woman show, I think I am the only person that you can... Catherine Hansen does an amazing job with her voiceover work, though. So come see The Label Maker.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a lot, but I think it will be incredibly good and powerful. So definitely come see those. And everything happening at the Phoenix. Really. Fantastic mental health shows all around. Yeah. James.
I mean that.
Oh.
Go see those things.
Care to elaborate or no, you're good?
Anything in particular at the Phoenix you think people should see?
The Fringe adjacent, the five ones. Angela's putting one on. You should probably watch that. If you don't, she'll be sad.
We don't want to do that. It's by Angela. Is it about unicorns?
Yeah, but they're fighting.
Ooh.
I heard there's puppets. You two didn't talk about that for some reason.
Sunday. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're by Phantom Chorus. Oh, great. All right. Good.
Does anybody
full
have any
circle, Hakuna Matata.
Final thoughts?
No.
Bye. I love you. Bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this show. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. If you would like to send me a crazy fact that you would like me to say on the air, I will also be accepting those. Otherwise, on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.